Chapter 4. Imagine being able to sail. Eva Vilman smiled to herself. The newspaper article about the holiday paradise in the West Indies was accompanied by a photograph of a yacht. It was at half sail, and waves were breaking against the bow. A pennant fluttered at the top of the mast. There was a man dressed in blue shorts, a white tank top, and a blue cap standing in the stern. He looked relaxed, especially for someone with the responsibility for such a big boat. Eva sensed that he was the one who was steering. His gaze was directed up at the billowing sails. She thought she could see a smile on his face. "I wouldn't even be able to afford the cap," she went on and pointed. Helen leaned over and looked quickly at the page before she sank back into the sofa and continued to file her nails. "I get seasick," she said. "But just think what freedom," Eva said, and read on. The article was about the island cluster of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao. They were described as paradise islands, an El Dorado for snorkelers and divers, a place where you could leave your troubles behind. "The Antilles," she muttered. "Think of how many places there are." "Sailing isn't my thing," Helen said. For a while, Eva studied the map of the string of islands north of Venezuela. She followed the coastline and read the foreign place names. The rasping sound of the nail file was getting on her nerves. "I'd like to see the fish, those tropical kinds, in all the colors of the rainbow." She glanced at the digital clock on the VCR before she continued to browse. "Maybe I should enroll in a class," she said suddenly. "Learn to sail, I mean. It's probably not that hard. Do you know anyone with a sailboat?" "No," Eva said, "but you can always get to know someone." She stared unseeing at the next story. It was about a school in southern Sweden that had burned down. "Maybe I'll meet some hottie with a boat. It has to be a sailboat, not anything with an engine." "And who would that be?" "A nice, handsome guy. A good man. One who would want..."